The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. You know, I've long time stopped watching WWE, even before they started taking that blood money from the Saudi, that sweet Saudi Arabia deal, the way how they treat women in that realm of the country. But now we have another story here. Let's pull this up real quick here. Where this is disgusting if you ask me. So Austerwitz Memorial slams WWE for using stock concentration camps for this. I'm still irritated. I can't even get the words out. Let's start over. Austerwitz Memorial slams WWE for using stock concentration camps photos for fight promotion. You know what I have to say here too? It's no surprise the things that are happening now. I mean, Vince McMahon could say what he wants. If you don't follow WWE, he had to step down or quit because of alleged things that he did to women there. And now he's back, and it's clear that he's running things. The way how storylines are going, the way how all these things are happening, it's clear that he is back in control. And again, if you don't follow WWE, it was sold. I don't know if it's official yet, but the company was sold to the McMahons, are not in charge anymore. But I think they do. They still have 51% of the shares, if I'm not mistaken. But nonetheless, if you don't care about wrestling, I'm not doing this story as a wrestling story. I'm doing it because this is just insensitive. The Austerwitz Memorial is reportedly upset with World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, over the WWE using stock photos of the Austerwitz concentration camp to promote a WrestleMania fight. And I believe WrestleMania already passed, so I'm not 100% sure, but I don't watch that, but I'm almost sure. Yeah, in fact, I think it has passed, because one of the, I do watch AEW, and some of the commentators on YouTube were talking about how Cody Rhodes, why better not, in case you haven't watched it, I'm not going to say, but the image appeared in a 5-minute video introducing a WrestleMania 39 contest between stars Dominic and Rey Mysterio. The shot, which appeared in the pre-show ahead of the live broadcast, was used as B-roll accompanying Dominic's comments about being a hardened criminal, according to NPR. "You think this is a game to me? I served hard time, and I survived, Dominic said as the footage of Austerwitz was displayed. Here it is. You want me to play? Let's play.
No! This is the music! You're
arresting
me!
Mommy, bail me out!
Hey, do not stop this car!
Hey, I won't make it in jail.
You think this is a game to me? I served hard time. And I survived. Prison changes a man.
Cafe!
So there you go. And then you have... who was that tweet from? Someone tweeted. Kenny tweeted that, and he said basically, so WWE used footage of Austerwitz and Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio video package that aired on its pre-show. Relevant shot is about the 15-second mark. What an unforced error that is. And then someone else, Aaron, can't pronounce this name, something with a ski. Someone in WWE tried to find prison footage for Dominic Mysterio's hard time video and ended up using footage of what I'm pretty sure is Austerwitz State Museum. It ran during the WrestleMania kickoff. Someone's probably going to lose their job on this. But the Auschwitz Memorial was apologetic, to put it lightly. The fact that Auschwitz image was used to promote a WWE match is hard to call an editing mistake, exploiting the site that became a symbol of enormous human tragedy is shameless and insults the memory of all victims of Auschwitz, the museum tweeted Wednesday. And there's the, says here, let's see if we can play this. There we go. And this is a picture that apparently they used. In response, the WWE apologized and called the footage an error. Of course it was called an error, because people noticed, and you thought you could get away with it. We had no knowledge of what was depicted. As soon as we learned, it was removed immediately, a spokesperson said in a statement to the Washington Post. WWE replaced the image of Auschwitz with generic footage of barbed wire on later airings and reruns, according to the Post. The so-called excerpts have warned that WWE's use of the footage may have caused trauma for some. Using imagery associated with the Holocaust for essentially what is kind of entertainment purposes can be seen as minimizing what happened and failing to recognize how horrific it was, Natalie Belsky, a history professor at the University of Minnesota at Duluth, told the Post. The director of Manhattan College Holocaust, Genocide, and Interfaith Education Center concurred. What they're using to garner support is kind of very offensive, especially to people who were in the death camps, but also it should be offensive to all of us. I mean, we're using a death camp to rally people around a fight, he said. Most members of the public appear to agree that WWE's mistake was a big one, big enough, in fact, that it may warrant a lawsuit. I knew that was coming, and I can't wrong them at all. So you have someone here, Katie Thomas, replying to the museum saying, I didn't think that my opinion of WWE could go any lower, but here we are. Someone else said, "In Infradale 2.0, agreed 100%. You need to take them to court and hold them accountable for this. This was just low, even for them." Someone, Eric Hooter, says, WWE knew exactly what they were doing, knowing full well they would increase traffic and keep themselves in the headlines. Very Trumpian, in my opinion. I disagree on that part. It's not, I don't agree with that Trumpian analogy there. Bill Miller tweeted, it is horrible, but Vince McMahon and WWE don't care as long as they can make a buck on it. They really have no shame over anything I have learned over the years. And you know who's smiling? Tony Khan of AEW. Dennis tweeted, this is absolutely disgusting. Whoever at WWE who made this promo video and those who approved it for live television should be held accountable. There is no place for this to be used for any sort of storyline video, especially in sports entertainment. Do better, WWE. And you know they're going to find a fall guy. They're going to find someone to fire over this, of course. But some defenders of the WWE did push back by arguing it was just a mistake and nothing, that it was a mistake that was fixed immediately. I don't think this was a mistake. It was not a mistake. Obviously a mistake, and whoever wrote this tweet knows this, but it's just trying to stir up controversy or trying to somehow make a quick buck. I know if I saw this image and was looking for prison photos, I definitely would know it was Ostrowitz, one defender tweeted. The only problem is WWE kind of has a history of doing such things. Last year, for example, the WWE mistakenly filed a trademark application to rename one of its wrestlers after a Nazi officer. I remember that. On Tuesday, the Walter Hahn, who previously wrestled under the stylized name Walter, announced in the ring that he would now be referred to as Gunther. 5 days prior to the in-ring announcement, the WWE successfully filed a trademark application for the ring name Gunther Stark with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Insider reported at that time. There was just one problem. Gunther Stark was the same name of a notorious Nazi commander. So there you go. And now you know. WWE. Wow. Unreal.
Come on, people, let's go.